Thank you for calling the Dial-A-Story Hotline. This is the Cunning Little Tailor by the Brothers Grimm. When, therefore, the evening came, our little tailor was taken down to the bear. The bear was about to set at the little fellow at once and give him a hearty welcome with his paws. "Softly, softly," said the little tailor, "I will soon make thee quiet." And then, quite composedly, and as if he had not an anxiety in the world, he took some nuts out of his pocket, cracked them, and ate the kernels. When the bear saw this, he was seized with a desire to have some nuts too. The tailor felt his pockets and reached him a handful. They were, however, not nuts, but pebbles. The bear put them in his mouth, but could not get anything out of them, let him bite as he would.
"Ugh," thought he, "what a stupid blockhead I am! I cannot even crack a nut!"
And then he said to the tailor,
"Here, crack me the nuts."
"There, see what a stupid fellow thou art," said the little tailor, "to have such a great mouth and not be able to crack a small nut." Then he took the pebble and nimbly put a nut in his mouth in place of it, and crack, it was in two.
"I must try this thing again," said the bear. "When I watch you, I then think I ought to be able to do it too."
And so the tailor once more gave him a pebble, and the bear tried and tried to bite it in two, with all of the strength of his body. But no one will imagine that he accomplished it. When that was over, the tailor took out a violin from beneath his coat and played a piece of it to himself. When the bear heard the music, he could not help but begin dancing. And when he danced a while, the thing pleased him so well that he said to the little tailor,
"Hark, you, is that fiddle heavy?"
"Light enough for a child. Look, with my left hand, I lay my finger upon it, and with my right I stroke it with the bow, and then it goes merrily, hop, sa, sa, vila, la, rira."
"So," said the bear, "fiddling is a thing I should understand too, that I might dance whenever I had a fancy. What dost think of that? Wilt thou give me lessons?"
"With all my heart," said the tailor, "if thou hast a talent for it. But just let me see thy claws. They are terribly long. I must cut thy nails a little." Then a vise was brought, and the bear put his claws in it, and the little tailor screwed it tight and said, "Now wait until I come with the scissors." And he let the bear growl as he like, and lay down in the corner on a bundle of straw, and fell asleep. When the princess heard the bear growling so fiercely during the night, she believed nothing else but that he was growling for joy, and had made an end of the tailor. In the morning she arose careless and happy, but when she peeped into the stable, the tailor stood gaily before her, and was as healthy as a fish in water. Now she could not say another word against the wedding, because she had given a promise before everyone, and the king ordered a carriage to be brought in which she was to drive to the church with the tailor, and there she was to be married. When they had got into the carriage, the two other tailors, who had false hearts and envied him his good fortune, went into the stable and unscrewed the bear again. The bear, in great fury, ran after the carriage. The princess heard him snorting and growling. She was terrified and cried, "Ah, the bear is behind us and he wants to get thee!" The tailor was quick and stood on his head, stuck his legs out the window and cried, "Dost thou see the vise? If thou dost not be off, thou shalt be put in it again." When the bear saw that, he turned round and ran away. The tailor drove quietly to the church, and the princess was married to him at once, and he lived with her as happy as a woodlark. Whosoever does not believe this must pay a thaler. That was The Cunning Little Tailor by the Brothers Grimm. For past recordings, check out our website at kirkwoodpubliclibrary.org.